Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The funeral of a nurse who was stabbed to death last week will be taking place at 9:30 a.m. this morning in Saint-Rémy Basilica in Reims. The nurse was murdered by a man with a long history of psychiatric problems. The suspect has been charged and taken into custody. Influencers in France will no longer be permitted to promote controversial goods and services such as cosmetic surgery, gambling, or cryptocurrency. The bill on influencers is headed for the Senate for the final vote this afternoon, after last night it was adopted unanimously by the lower house. Elizabeth Borne will be tackling the subjects of early childhood and France Travail, which is the successor to the Job Search and Unemployment Benefits Service, Pôle Emploi. The Prime Minister will be visiting Mayenne and Maine-et-Loire today. Meanwhile, Gérald Darmanin, the Minister of the Interior and Overseas France, begins a four-day trip to New Caledonia to discuss the future status of the islands. There's just a few hours left to complete your tax return online if you live in the département numbered 20 for Corsica through 54 for Meurthe and Moselle. You have until midnight tonight to complete your details. The deadline is June 8th for the remaining French département. And finally, to tennis and Roland Garros. Yesterday saw no fewer than six French players bow out of the second round of the Paris Grand Slam. Today, French players Arthur Rindeneck, Diane Parry and Océane Dodin will be gracing the clay. Sadly, Gaël Monfils has had to withdraw after suffering an injury to his left wrist. He had been scheduled to play Holger Rune tonight. Yesterday saw Novak Djokovic, Carlos Alcaraz and Stefanos Tsitsipas all claim their place in the third round. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips of English Waves.